Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. I am Bebop Robomogo Juanatron, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Jonathan Messenger. Say hi to everybody, Jonathan.
Forget it.
Jonathan.
Okay, fine. Hi, everybody.
Now, Jonathan is a little down in the dumps, as you people say. And why is that, Jonathan?
Bebop. I give up. I give up!
Give up what?
Making puzzles! So many kids solved this one. And in about a dozen different ways that I never even thought of, because I kind of messed up when I was presenting the puzzle and... forget it.
Okay, hold on, Jonathan. Calm down. Now, just tell us what happened.
Well, in the Knights and Knaves riddle, there are identical guards in front of two doors, one of which leads to certain doom. And you have one question to ask one of the guards, which is, what would the other guard tell me to do? But I gave listeners two questions, which made it easier and just changed the whole thing.
Is that all you did wrong, Jonathan?
No, it wasn't. I didn't even specify the type of question. So like Caleb from San Diego, he wrote it and said, just ask them both. 700 plus 700 equals 1400, right? And if they said yes or no, you would know because one of them is always lying. And that's a perfectly right, valid answer that I didn't even expect. I didn't even know you could do that. I didn't know.
Jonathan, I want you to take a deep breath and take it down a notch, please.
Okay.
Now, what's really bothering you?
I just told you, Bebop.
No, I think what's really bothering you is that you got outsmarted by children again, isn't it?
Maybe.
And how many times has that happened on this show?
About 11 billion.
It's okay, Jonathan, it's okay. You need to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and carry on. And if you can't, well, then it's time for... Bebop Tales. I got real puzzles that are tough as nails. Bebop Tales.
Okay. No. All right, I'm back. Anything but that, please. Hi, everybody. Sorry that I was pouting there. Great job with the puzzle. Really awesome answers, and we'll thank all of our detectives at the end of the show. Now, if you remember what happened in the last episode, which you probably do, Abigail was staring down two space bunnies in a round of Who's the Cutest? Part of a bizarre game show the explorers were forced to play. What will happen next? Find out in today's episode of The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. Get out of Dodge. Abigail looked at the two space bunnies. They were unbelievably adorable. The idea that one of them could be some sort of evil creature sent shivers down her spine. How did Dell know that she loved bunnies more than almost anything in the universe? And how could she tell just by looking into the little serene lakes of those precious eyes? Which one was the cutest? Which one always told a lie? And then something occurred to her. For something to be the cutest, it couldn't also be the perpetual liar and or an evil bunny, right? Okay, said Abigail. One of you always lies, and one of you always tells the truth. Okay. I know what to ask. Dell stood up straight.
Don't forget the fail jail.
Yeah, I know, said Abigail. Fail jail. Bunny number one. If I asked bunny number two, who is the cutest bunny, what would it say? The bunny peered back at Abigail.
It would say me, of course.
Okay, now, bunny number two, same question. If I asked bunny number one, who is the cutest bunny, what would it say? The second bunny peered back at Abigail.
It would say itself, of course.
Vale leaned in close to Finn and whispered, I don't get it. What is she talking about?
Shh,
said Meg.
She's figured it out.
Great, said Abigail. So that means, bunny number two, that you are the cutest bunny in the universe. The little bunny clapped its white paws together. But the crowd didn't cheer, and Dell didn't say a word. Well, yelled Abigail, am I right? Did I win? Dell said nothing. The crowd said nothing.
Come on, out with it,
yelled Foggy.
Let's hear the little right answer sound.
Dell looked over at the fail jail and sneered, and then he smiled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Caspian creatures have gotten one correct!
The crowd unenthusiastically applauded.
So now we must enter the final round,
said Dell.
This game is called Dodge Bunny!
Dodge Bunny? Said Abigail.
Yes, and the rules are self-explanatory. Evil Bunny, do your thing!
And just like that, the bunny with the red patch of fur on its neck sprang at Abigail. She ducked out of the way. It landed behind her and leapt at her again. She jumped to the other side. The bunny danced a little and shuffled and skipped at her, and each time she was able to dodge. Hey! Shouted Abigail. How long do I have to do this? The little bunny popped up at her, and she just barely got out of the way, one foot nearly slipping into the ravine below the fail jail.
Until you cannot dodge the bunny anymore!
Abigail and the bunny danced around some more, and she ducked, leapt, and slid out of the way. But she was getting tired, and the bunny seemed to be speeding up. The other one had disappeared. Abigail tried to make it back to one of the podiums, figuring if she climbed up, the bunny wouldn't be able to reach her. But she slipped on the way and fell, and she turned over onto her back just as the bunny pounced on her, landing on her stomach.
Ha ha ha, I got you,
yelled the bunny. Abigail looked at it. So what happens now? She asked.
Now, ha ha, I destroy you,
said the bunny as it jumped up and down on her stomach. Wait, so you're just a bunny then? You're not super powered or anything?
I'm super rude, and I never return emails. Yeah, so I'm pretty evil.
Abigail gave the bunny a hug. You're not so evil, she said, and you can't even hurt me. Come on, Del, sound the doo-doo-doot sound and let my friends free. I think I won this one, too.
Absolutely remarkable, said Del.
All right, Abigail,
yelled her friends in the cage, ready to get out.
Nope, stay right there. You haven't won it all yet. Now we enter the final round.
Wait, said Finn. You said final round last round.
That's right. But now it's time for the final round. And you know what that means. Lightning round.
Oh, I'll do that one, said Elias. That's where you ask a bunch of questions right in a row really quickly, right? And I have to answer them in like less than a minute. I'll do it.
No, you misunderstand. This is the lightning round where there's a lot of lightning.
A bolt crashed down onto the ground in the stadium. Abigail quickly ducked behind one of the podiums.
Lightning round!
Lightning exploded all around the arena, and the crowd began to scatter to avoid getting hit. Hey guys, said Vale. What was it that our parents told us about a lightning storm? Never get caught in a giant metal cage in the middle of an open arena? Come on, we gotta get out of here! A lightning bolt touched down and blew up the podium next to Abigail.
That's it,
said Meg, and she grabbed onto one of the metal bars with both hands and activated her boosters so that she was flying sideways in the cage. She put her feet against the bar opposite them and pushed the metal, lighting up first red, then orange, then yellow, and then white, and finally it melted away, leaving a large hole in the side of the cage. Whoa, said Finn. Could you do that, Foggy?
I suppose so, if I tried, and I think I could.
Let's go!
Yelled Meg, and the explorers all climbed out and jumped onto solid ground.
No!
Yelled Del.
Where are you going? This is against the rules!
The kids all huddled behind the podiums with Abigail, but Meg flew directly at Del. She grabbed one of Del's hands and flew him up into the sky, directly at the clouds above. Meg, no, stop! Yelled Abigail. But Meg didn't listen. She flew up and up, daring the lightning to strike her. Bolts flew all around them, and it was just a matter of seconds before Meg would get hit.
Okay, fine, stop!
Yelled Del.
You made your point. You win!
The clouds instantly disappeared. The arena instantly disappeared. And Meg and Del landed where the explorers were crouched. Little sparks were shooting off of Meg. Meg, did you get hit? Said Abigail.
Maybe a dozen times,
said Meg. Hey, where did everything go? Said Elias.
The game is over,
said Del.
You won. You are now welcome guests on our humble planet.
Well, don't sound so excited about it, said Vale.
Well, the truth is, there's not much else here. No one's ever beaten the game before. This is pretty much all we have.
So why did Mr. Sparkles want us to come here?
Said Foggy.
Who's Mr. Sparkles?
Elias went over and opened the door to the explorer pod. And out crawled the blue alien baby.
Wait. What is that? You had another contestant? That's cheating. The game is not over. Get ready for another round of What Are These Things?
Give it a rest,
Meg said. And she took the microphone out of Del's hand and threw it about a mile away. Vale picked up Mr. Sparkles, who, Of course.
Bloop.
Spit up another stone. Okay, said Vale. We have our marching orders. Let's go to the next planet.
Oh no,
said Del.
You brought one of those things here to this planet? It is definitely time for you to go.
Wait, said Finn. What do you know about him?
Nothing,
said Del.
I know nothing. I only know that you have to go right now.
Please, said Finn. Our parents are all missing, and we don't know where or why, and we don't know who's behind it. What do you know that you're not telling us?
I know one thing for sure,
said Del.
I would not trust that baby.
Okay, I am here with my son and editor, Griffin Messenger. Say hi to everybody, Griff.
Hi, hi. Hello.
All right. Okay, so hit me with it. What'd you think of the episode?
Good.
Good. All right. High five. All right. And do you have any questions for me?
I wonder what Del was talking about.
Oh, about not trusting the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you really trust any baby?
Not really.
I'm just joking. Babies are very innocent. They're very trustworthy.
Sort of.
So there is something going on with Mr. Sparkles, and we're going to have to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions?
I wonder how this connects to A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, because this whole... That's right. That's a very good question, because the whole season is kind of connecting to Wrinkle in Time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think part of it is that in A Wrinkle in Time, the kids go on this journey, right, through kind of different... They go through, like, different dimensions rather than different planets, right?
They actually do go through different planets.
That's true, too. And the dad is missing, right? So that's kind of finding the parents is kind of how it connects. So that journey is kind of similar to what's happening in A Wrinkle in Time. But we'll have more kind of signposts and things that relate back to A Wrinkle in Time soon.
Okay.
Next week, we'll kind of dip into another book, I think.
I think the part when Meg said give it a rest and threw the microphone half a mile.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay, anything else you want to talk about?
No.
No? Okay, well then, I hate to ask, what time is it?
Eight.
Hey, all right, high five for that too. Okay, so thank you to all of our artists this week, and here they are. Okay, so for this first one, I looked up the pronunciation of the town name. I'm going to give it my best shot. Edith, I'm sorry if I screw this up. Edith, who is 7, from La Tour de Pelle in Switzerland. Elias and Arla, who are 6.5 and 3.5, from Petaluma, California. Jacob, who's 6, from Muscatine, Iowa. Mabel, who's 5. Greta, who's 5. And Ernie, who's 1. August, who's 8. Luca, who's 5, from Lathrop, California. Caleb, who's 7, and his brother Eli, who's 5. Will M., from Chicago. Eric, who's 7, and Jack, who's 5, from Pristina, Kosovo. Ben, who's 9, from St. Louis, Missouri. Lily and Mary, who are twins, and they're both 9 years old, from Rockledge, Florida. Mina, who's 4. Our friend Riley, from Philadelphia. Yehuda, who's 7, from Long Island, New York. Drake, who's 5, from Three Forks, Montana. Calla, who's 4, from San Francisco, and her 8-year-old sister, Davinia. Orion, who's 6, from Pasadena, California. And Andrew and Nathan in Santa Clara, California. Thank you all so much again for making your art. And I want to say thank you to all of our detectives who figured out the puzzle this week. And here they are. Dylan, who's 10, and Clara, who's 6, from Indianapolis, Indiana. Yuri, from Gainesville, Florida. Zadie, from Charlottesville, Virginia. Miles, from Austin. Ben, who's 10, from Thomasville, Georgia. Robert, who's 11, from Cypress, Texas. Dylan, who's 9, and Tegan, who's 6. Zoe, who's 9, and Gavin, who's 6. Zion, who's 11, from DuPont, Washington. Gabriel, who's 9, from Chile. Henry, who's 10, from Piedmont, California. Henry, who's 8, and Margaret, who's 5. Coriel, who's 10, and Adra, who's 7. Leon, who's 9, Zeno, who's 6, and Niccolo, who's 5, from Varese, Italy. I looked that one up too. Ethan, who's 9, from Massachusetts. Ben, who's 12. Jeff, who's 10, from St. Louis. Thea, who's 8, from Philadelphia. Caleb, who's 6, from San Diego. Ezra, from California. Hugo, who's 4, from Standish, Maine. Carmen, who's 10, from New Zealand. Sophia, who's 11, from Sydney, Australia. JR, who's 8, and Everett, who's 4, from Springfield, Massachusetts. And Layla, who's 10, from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. All right. Great, great work on the puzzle, everybody. And now, finally, it's time for...
Jokes.
That was a quiet joke. Okay, our first joke is from 9-year-old Allie from Morris Plains, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Allie. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Morris Plains, New Jersey of the United States of America. And I have a Halloween-themed joke for you. What's a skeleton's favorite musical instrument? A trombone!
That's great. Thank you, Allie. And I should say that even though Thanksgiving is tomorrow, this was a Halloween-themed joke that I was supposed to play for the Halloween episode, and I missed it, and it's my fault, and I apologize. Allie, great joke. Okay, and now we have some jokes from a couple of jokesters. I don't know how I feel about these jokes, but we're going to play them anyways.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
And I'm Cora.
And we have some jokes for you. What is Jonathan Messingham's favorite food?
A hamburger.
What is Jonathan's favorite tool to use?
A hammer.
Well, where does he buy them?
At Home Depot.
What's Jonathan's favorite sandwich?
Ham and cheese.
Where does Jonathan like to go on vacation?
New Hampshire.
What's Jonathan's favorite animal?
A hamster.
That's all for now.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, Lydia and Cora. I think you're liking those a little too much. All right. So I think that's it for today. Anything else you want to talk about today, Griffin?
Don't forget SoundCloud.
Yeah, okay. Nobody's forgetting SoundCloud. All right. You want to say bye to everybody, Griff?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 everybody. Thanks for coming back and having more fun with us this week, and thanks to everyone who has sent in their art, their ideas, their jokes, their sounds. Thank you to all of you who solved last week's puzzle, even if you solved it in a way that I never thought of. I really appreciate it. You did great work. Thank you so, so much. And of course, thank you to our comedians for keeping us laughing, and thank you to our artists for keeping Bebop's belly full. The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian is a Gen Z Kids production, written and produced by Jonathan Messenger, edited and guided by Griffin Messenger, with special thanks to Maria Villanueva. The theme music you hear at the beginning and end of every show is by Mark Greenberg, recently voted the nicest human in the multiverse. Thank you to JR for that tip. Our cover art is by Sir Ian Dingman, and for any information about the music, the art, everything about the show, check out the show notes. And if you're in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great time with your family. Thanks again for coming back and having more fun with us this week. And we will see you next week.
Eesh. That Messingham is high maintenance.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all?
The unicorn?
Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And It's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.